From the land to Grand Theodore City in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is a special edition of the Closing Market Report presentations from the 2025 Farm Assets Conference, Biomanufacturing, and the Future of Ag. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. During the conference, Vijay Singh and Ishmael Nives discussed the future of precision fermentation in Illinois, focusing particularly on the role of IFAB, or the Illinois Fermentation and Agriculture Biomanufacturing Tech Hub. Vijay Singh from the University of Illinois started the conversation.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for the invite. So I am a faculty member at University of Illinois. I'm a professor of food and bioprocess engineering, also the executive director of Integrated Bioprocessing Research Lab. It's a translational research facility on our campus to bring bioprocessing technologies closer to commercialization. Okay? And what I'm going to talk about today is a little bit about IBRL, what role IBRL is playing in trying to promote the bioprocessing here in our state, as well as the IFAB. So, economic activity, as it relates to advancement in biosciences, is growing in US and worldwide. And there are many reasons why that is happening. The biggest one is that sustainability has become a mega trend. The second one is innovation. We have made huge advances in metabolic engineering, synthetic biology, that we can engineer a microorganism and make it produce a very specific metabolite at very high rates, titers, and yields that by itself or in combination with chemical catalysis can replace a lot of petrochemical products. And then there's a very supportive regulatory framework that is also driving this industry. Okay? It's estimated that we can produce about 30% of chemicals by 2040 by using biomanufacturing. This is a $6 trillion industry worldwide. Okay? 30% of these chemicals can be produced by biomanufacturing. This industry is expected to reach about $200 billion. These are some of the estimates, from few billion dollars to $200 billion in next 15 years. Also, it is expected to create close to about 1 million additional jobs, high-tech jobs, and an opportunity to bring manufacturing back into US and here in our state. Now, Illinois is where we want to do all this, and the reason for that is obviously we are number one in soy, number two in corn. We have all the innovation that is happening on our campuses here in our state. University of Illinois is playing a great role. There's already an amazing ecosystem of biomanufacturing in our state. And between Champaign and Decatur, we have all the major five elements that are needed in order to have this booming bioprocessing industry. Obviously, feedstocks, cheap energy prices, plenty of water, great intermodal transportation system, and access to markets. Okay? So that lab to line within that 50-mile radius exists here in our state. Now, a very big part of this biomanufacturing is precision fermentation. And precision fermentation or fermentation is nothing new. We have been doing it for thousands of years. That's how we make yogurt, cheese, wine, beer, all those things. Okay? Is we change the functionality of the food product by doing anaerobic fermentation with different microbes. What has happened is, very recently, is that this precision fermentation is all driven by precision biology. And cost of doing that precision biology has come down to a price point we're using this technology and producing what we used to get from petrochemicals is now possible. And that is what's driving the growth in this industry. Now, we have excellent capabilities at University of Illinois. A lot of universities have this capability. You can do this fermentation at 1 liter scale. We have excellent capabilities to do this large-scale fermentation. That's what ADM and Primience do, okay? What we are missing is this pilot scale and demonstration capability, and this is where state and federal government is putting a lot of resources to create this capability. And once we have all this, then we have an ability to have a booming bioprocessing industry here in our state. So this is what we are trying to do, is add more demonstration scale capability, and my co-panelist is going to talk about that. That's happening at Primient, it's happening at ADM. Obviously, we have excellent capability at IBRL, which is Integrated Bioprocessing Research Lab. So this is IBRL, that's the photo of the building there. And what we are doing at IBRL is bridging this gap between what happens at an academic institution and what private industry wants in terms of bringing a technology or improving the technology readiness level in order to get to commercialization. Okay? There was always this gap because faculty members get a lot of funding from federal agencies, they develop a technology, they run out of the money, they end up publishing the paper in a peer-reviewed journal, hoping that industry is going to pick it up and run with it and commercialize it. But that doesn't happen. And the reason is this valley of death, and this is what IBRL is trying to fill that, bridge that gap. It's a 40,000 square feet pilot plant space. We have been in existence for past 7 years, and we have done over 1,500 industrial projects in last 7 years. With over 150 companies that are coming from all over the world to Midwest to scale up their technologies at IBRL. So we get a lot of companies from Bay Area, we get it from the East Coast, Europe, Asia. All these companies are coming in at IBRL, scaling up their technologies, de-risking their technologies, and trying to get closer to commercialization. But what happened in past few years that many of these companies were doing all their development work in IBRL, but when they were ready to go to a demonstration scale, there was nothing available. So they were going to Belgium, they were going to Europe to do the demonstration scale. What we want these companies to do is not only come to IBRL, but then do their demonstration and commercial scale in our state. And that is what is driving the IFAB vision, okay? So we have excellent capabilities to scale up technology from 20 liters all the way up to 1,200 working volume liters and paired up with an excellent downstream processing to recover that product. And we can recover it in several kilograms or liters of product at IBRL. But what we were missing is that demonstration scale, and that's why Department of Commerce, Economic Development Administration gave us what we call the Technology Hub designation. What that means is, that started at Biden administration but continues with Trump administration, is they tried to identify what are some regional areas in the United States that are very important for our national security and economic competitiveness. And in these regions, we are going to put in where they already have assets, the talent, and the capacity to be globally competitive. We are going to further invest in these regions and create a capability where US can have a very, very competitive position in that particular technology or manufacturing. And we were given that technology hub for the Champaign, Piatt, and Macon County of precision fermentation. That means this region has all the ability to create a booming biomanufacturing industry around precision fermentation. So we have 30 plus some partners that are involved in entrepreneurship, workforce development, technology, evaluation, demonstration scale, and then eventually getting to commercial scale. And this is the area that we are trying to develop through that IFAB and trying to develop that technology. So obviously IBRL is going to expand. We are so busy that we are starting to put companies on a wait list. So we have tremendous support from the federal government. We have tremendous support from the state government in order to expand the footprint for IBRL, as well as create these demonstration scale capabilities at ADM and Primient. And then we have this entire pipeline to bring technologies closer to commercialization. If you need more information about IFAB, here are the people that are running the IFAB, Beth Connerty at University of Illinois, Carly McCrory from Champaign Economic Development, and Nicole Bateman at Macon County Economic Development. With that, I'm gonna hand it to my...
To your colleague, Ismail. Thank you very much. He will take over. And Brittany, if you could change things over for me, I would appreciate that. IFAB, if you listen to me on the air during the closing market report, I have to ask this question because I don't remember just exactly how long. These were presented 2 years ago this coming spring, right?
The Tech Hub designation?
Yeah, the Tech Hub, yeah. About two. And about once every quarter during the closing market report, you'll hear me interview somebody about IFAB because something's happening with it. Not because they asked me to come over. That's not the way my job works. It's because something is happening on campus with IFAB. This is the kind of work I think that is really important. It requires the university government funding, a push from taxpayers to make happen. But on the other end, it requires folks like Ismail and company at Primient and iProof to make, the demonstration side. Primient, I'm sure you're all aware of course, does a great job, and they're a big company, right? But they're helping out in this smaller version, the demonstration side. And Ismail Neves is here to continue that story. Ismail?
You're listening to the Biomanufacturing and Future of Ag presentation made during the 2025 Farm Assets Conference held in Bloomington at the Agri Center in the month of December. You just heard from Vijay Singh. He is the Executive Director of the Integrated Bioprocessing Research Lab, or IBRL, on the University of Illinois campus. Up next is Ismail Neves, the General Manager of Primient and iProof in Decatur, Illinois.
Thank you for that introduction. Todd mentioned, my name is Ismail Nieves. I'm the general manager for iProof by Primient. And I'll be talking a little bit, an overview here about Primient itself and iProof as well. First of all, Primient is a relatively new in name, but we've been around for a long time in terms of our facilities. We have three mills, and we make three wet mills, six manufacturing facilities in total. Including three wet mills and three acetylene plants. And we make a variety of different products with the main raw ingredient, using corn, right? So all the way from acetylene and commodities, industrial starches and sweeteners, these are all products that we make. And we have about more than 1,800 employees worldwide. So our facilities span from the U.S. and also in Brazil. We have an acetylene plant there. And we have some offices abroad as well in Europe. As I mentioned, relatively big company, right? We make all these products, and we work with the communities as well. And we're part of this IFAB consortium. And we are looking to continue growing into the bioeconomy, right? So. Primient is very cognizant, and I'm a firm believer, I personally am a firm believer as well, that the bioeconomy is basically where many things are heading into the future. So it's going to be a big space into the future that Primient wants to be a leader on. So continuing to grow in there is part of our strategy. So we want to become and continue to grow as a leader in that space. So some of the things that we do, obviously, so we support the bioeconomy by grounding the corn up and making all of these products, as I mentioned, some of these commodities, some of these sweeteners and acidulants that are used to make other products. And some of these sweeteners can also be used in the fermentation processes to make additional products as well. So here is where IPROOF comes into mind, right? So IPROOF stands for the Illinois Pilot Research and Operations Optimization Facility. So it's a little bit of a mouthful, so hence the acronym there. But the intention there, as part of the IFAP Tech Hub, is to provide a facility that is filling the gap when you go from innovation all the way towards commercialization. So as Vijay put it before me, right, as he was talking, there is a lot of innovation happening in the U.S., and the U.S. is the leader in that. There's no question about that. There's a lot of innovation and a lot of things that are happening at the university level that are very exciting, right, on how to do things and, you know, how to create new products in new ways that before were not possible, but now with the advent of AI and synthetic biology are becoming now available and being able to do so. So these new companies are coming up online all the time, and they need a way to scale their processes, right? However, that infrastructure in the journey towards commercialization for scaling up their bioprocesses is very, very limited. And that's where IBRL comes in, and that's where the IFA Tech Hub comes in, because through the IFA Tech Hub, we received some funding from the EDA, which is the Economic Development Agency of the Department of Commerce, to build this facility, to rehabilitate this facility that we had idle there in the Decatur campus at the premium facility, in order to provide a way for people to come and graduate basically from IBRL, come to us in their journey towards commercialization to help them continue in that scale-up process, in that scaling, right, that needs to take place as they go towards commercialization. What had happened in the past was that as they get to through IBRL, there were not enough facilities or not enough infrastructure to allow for that next step in the scale-up processes. And a lot of these companies either went abroad or they basically had nowhere to go and they went away. And the reason for that was because nobody is willing to take on that risk at of going from that smaller scale and invest, you know, probably hundreds of millions of dollars to build a new facility to make this product without going through the proper scale-up process to de-risk the technology. So with this facility, we are helping on that de-risking and that scaling of the process of the technology so that then it can go towards commercialization. And as Premient, what we're looking to do and the benefit for Premient in all of this is that we want to keep these industries in-house, basically, in the state, right? So we want to, through the IFA Tech Hub, we want to work collaboratively with all of the consortium members to see if we can bring some of these, facilities, future facilities, and manufacturing, employment, jobs, and everything, keep them in the state, right? So we're working on workforce development, aspects that go along with those. And we're working on many different areas to have all of the infrastructure necessary to keep those jobs and make Illinois and that regional area the biomanufacturing hub in the U.S. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Give these two a nice round of applause. Do you have questions for them? I think it's really interesting. Of course, Premient is the successor of A.E. Staley. A.E. Staley, if you know the background of A.E. Staley, he wanted to stop importing soybean oil from where? Manchuria, China, right? And so he asked Congress to put a tariff on soybean oil. Because when you want to develop an in-house way to do production, sometimes you have to protect that. We did the same thing in a different way with ethanol by creating the RFS, not a tariff, but a different way.
And so in this case, the U.S. government, along with university, IFAB, money coming out of the taxpayers, is trying to develop a bioproducts area that would run from Decatur to Champaign and have brand new facilities along that whole place, along that whole interstate, where people would have jobs, creating new bioproducts from corn in this case. And that's kind of the point. That's kind of the point of that one. But it takes a lot of research, and it takes, in this case, U.S. government, university, and a private entity like Primient or A. Staley successor to do that. Again, other questions that you might have about this? I do have one question for you. Why? Why would Primient want to be involved? What's in it for you?
Yeah, so we do believe that biomanufacturing is the future. So the potential is there to produce all of these chemicals, and I think Vijay had a few slides in there about the value, right? The potential market that is out there, including the projection that we believe on the conservative side, about $200 billion, right, in the next 15 years. And that's one of the lower estimates, right? Because some of those go above, you know, above $1 trillion. So we believe that this is a growing space. This has been around for a very long time, but now with the convergence of AI, synthetic biology, and the willingness to ensure and the biomanufacturing stays home, right? It stays here in the U.S. All of these aspects are combining, are coming together at the right time to make this a great opportunity for Primient to become a leader and to continue growing in this space. So I think for Primient, that view that we have is what is driving where we're going and why we want to be in this space.
Give these guys a nice round of applause again. We appreciate them taking some time with it. If the policy panel could come
up. You've been listening to the Biomanufacturing and Future of Ag presentation made during the 2025 Farm Assets Conference held in Bloomington at the Agri Center in the month of December. Our panelists, whom you just heard, included Ismail Nayevs, General Manager of Primient and iProof out of Decatur, Illinois, and Vijay Singh, who is the Executive Director of the Integrated Bioprocessing Research Lab on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. This is the Closing Market Report that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world, where you can find this and most of the other Farm Assets Conference presentations right now online, again, at willag.org on the website, or you can search them out in the Closing Market Report podcast. Just look for the Closing Market Report in your favorite podcast application. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.